Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, two lines from the top of Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, HaKoyin Shnei Lanas, Petech Stei Chaveri, HaRizah Leikon HaKaka. So the Tanakhama holds that if Shimon buys two trees within Reuven's field, and he bought it from Reuven's stomach, then Shimon would not have a right to any of the Kaka, and he would not even own the Kaka that is directly underneath the trees. And as Rashbam states, V'areyu Kamisha Konel LePeresav, Shech Sheyaveh, Sheyakrenu V'yelech, and although certainly Shimon could keep these trees there for as long as it stays alive, and he has a right to the Peiros HaIlon. However, once the tree dies and it dries out, then although certainly Shimon has a right to the actual tree itself, and he could uproot the tree, and he could keep all the wood of the tree, however, Shimon would not have a right to replant the tree in that area. However, the Mishnah continues, Rameah Oimer Kono Kaka, Rameah holds that Shimon would acquire the Kaka. Therefore, if either of these trees die, Shimon would have the right to replant the tree. And Rashbam explains that the reason why Rameah says that you Kono Kaka is the Chashalu Stei Ilon. Rameah holds that by purchasing two trees, it's considered like he bought a state of Elon, and therefore you have a right to the actual land as well. And let's point out that previously, at the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara referenced this Mishnah, and Rashbam pointed out that the Tanakhama Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, that Meicha Bayin Rohu Meicha, but if you're Rabbi Kiva that holds Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha, then even if a person sells only two trees, he sells it together with the Kaka, and he doesn't retain the Kaka for himself. However, Ayin and other Rishonim, who actually explained that Tanakhama is even going Lefi the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, as although Rabbi Kiva holds that Meicha Bayin Nafu Meicha, however, our Mishnah is just defining what is considered a state Elon, and the Tanakhama holds that if you only have two trees, it's not considered a state Elon, and therefore, even though generally maybe a Meicha would sell something Bayin Nafu, but over here, certainly he did not mean to sell the Kaka. And Ayin Rashba, who actually states that our Mishnah is Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Kiva, the Nesinas Kaka, Lishnayim, Lishleisha, La Bayin Ra, Vayin Yafu Talimosa, that this is not totally the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, b'negeya meich bayin ro, meich bayin yofa, ella ihava ara tfeil lehem likaris stei ilon im lav ayin sham. And similarly, the Rashba points out that although some want to say that Rameh says that Kono Kaka must hold like Rabbi Kiva, that meich bayin yofu meich, however, the Rashba points out that our Gemara never points out that Rameh is the Tana that hold meich bayin yofu meich, and therefore the Rashba explains that certainly Rameh is not necessarily going with the shita Rabbi Kiva, as even if you hold Meicha Bayin Rav Meicha, in our case, Rameah holds that he's still kind of the Kaka, because the Kesava Shnei Yilonis Nami Sada Mikri, and it seems at least Lagabi, the Shita Rameah, the Rashbam is saying a similar idea to the Rashba. Mishnah now continues to explain the Shita of the Tanakhama that stated that Kind of Shnei Yilonis is Loi Kona Kaka, and the Mishnah therefore states, Higdil Lo Yishofa, and since the Lekech doesn't acquire any Kaka, therefore, even if the branches of this tree actually grows a lot and is covering up some of the land of the seller, and by creating shade over the land of the seller, it's actually causing a loss to the seller as he can't plant in that area. And even so, Reuven the seller cannot force Shimon to cut down these branches. And Rashbam explains the kivin ein lo kaka lebali lanais harishibul esedel letzerach ilanis kol tzarkon shal menas kein lochon. Certainly, since Shimon doesn't have any rights to the actual kaka that's underneath his tree or around his tree, therefore Reuven understood that when Shimon is buying these trees, Shimon is buying them on condition any of Reuven's kaka that is currently needed for these trees will be included in the sale, and therefore Reuven has no right to cut off the branches, and it doesn't make a difference how long the branches get. In addition, certainly Shimon would have a right to walk into the field and be able to harvest his crop, and in reality the only thing that Shimon is not acquiring is the right to replant trees. The Mishnah continues, V'ilu min ha-geza shaloi u'min ha-shrashim shel ba'al ha-kaka, and any growth that comes from the geza that the Gemara will define as the trunk of the tree and any part of the tree that is protruding from the kaka and is roya pnei achama, that will belong to Shimon who bought the rights of the tree. However, any part of the tree that is underneath the ground and is in roya pnei achama, that will belong to the bala sada, and that will belong to Reuven. And as Rashbam states, that anything that's growing from the geza shaloi shal bala ilon the begufri loni ka'asi, as this growth is growing from his tree and lemaisa Shimon owns the tree. However, any growth from the roots will belong to Reuven and belong to the bala kaka. And as Rashbam says, the kiunim tachzal kaka yoytze mikaka yagodal, and therefore it belongs to Reuven. And finally, the Mishnah states, v'mesu ein lo kaka, and if either one of these trees would dry out and die, then Shimon would not have a right to replant the trees. And as we already mentioned, although Shimon would have a right to keep the actual branches and the actual wood of the tree, however, he would not have a right to replant this tree. And as we explained, this part of the Mishnah is actually going with Peter Shita the Tanakhama, and it's talking about someone that bought two ilonais, and therefore, according according to Tanakhama, is loikanukaka. However, certainly even Rav Meir agrees to the Tanakhama that if Shimon only buys one tree within Reuven's field, that Shimon does not acquire the kaka, as certainly that's not considered a stay ilon, and therefore this part of the Mishnah would also be relevant to, according to the Shita Rav Meir, in a scenario where Shimon only bought one tree. The Mishnah now continues, kanashloisha kanukaka, even according to the Tanakhama, once Shimon would buy three trees, then certainly that's considered a stay ilon, and therefore certainly Shimon acquires the right to the kaka. The Gemara will define how close to each other the trees have to be in order that Shimon should be able to be koine the kaka. And the Gemara will also define how much kaka Shimon will actually acquire. The Mishnah continues that lefida tanakama, that once you acquire three trees that you koine the kaka, and according to Rav Meir, even when you koine the two trees that you koine the kaka, so since Shimon owns a defined amount of kaka within this field, so if the branches of this tree grow and it actually goes out of that area, then since, as we stated beforehand, that the shade is beard for a base hashlochin, so certainly the seller has a right to cut down the branches. And as Rashbam states, and it's mashma from the Rashbam that is only if it's actually mazikim, but otherwise he would not be able to cut these branches. And the Mishnah continues, in this case, since Shimon also owns a kaka, therefore it doesn't make a difference if there's a growth that's coming out of the tree that's above ground, or if it's growth that's coming out of the roots that's below ground. Either case, anything that grows out of this tree will belong to the buyer, the mesu yeshli kaka, and certainly in this case, if the trees die, then Shimon has a right to replant his trees. The Gemara begins and brings a Mishnah, Masechtas Bikurim, which will bring a similar machlekes between the Tanakam Rameya, as Tan Hasam, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Bikurim, HaKoyne Shnei Lanz B'teich Shechaveri, maybe Be'in Ekeri, and in a similar case to our Mishnah, where Shimon bought only two trees from Reuven, and now Shimon has pears that grow on these trees, then since the Tanakama holds that Shimon is not koina any kaka, therefore, although Shimon will be chayav to bring Bikurim, however, he will not be able to read the Pasha Bikurim, which is found in Pashas Kisavai, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah Bikurim. Generally, when someone brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, he reads the five in Epsukim that begin in Perek Chavav, Pasuk He, and ends in the middle of Pasuk Yud, and the Pasuk states, Vanisa Vamatel, Fnei Hashem Alkecha, Arami Ovid Ovi, Vayeri Mitzrayma, Vayogasham Vimseim Ot, Vahisham Gagadal Otav Rav, etc. And since when the owner of the Bikurim will say this Pasha, he will also read Pasuk Yud, which states, Vaatahini Avesis, Reish Pri Adamash, and Satili Hashem, then now I have brought the Bikurim, which is the Reish Pri Adamah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to me. And since in our case, Shimon doesn't own the Kaka, therefore he will be unable to say this Pasuk. And of course, the Gemara will discuss that if Shimon can't read this Pasha, then Lachari shouldn't be chayav to bring Bikurim either. However, the Mishnah Bikurim continues, Rameo Ime, maybe Vikari, there were male Lishitasai that hold that even if someone buys two trees, then he also acquires the kaka, so therefore he has a right to say, Min Adomash and Asatli Hashem. Therefore, even in this case, when Shimon brings Bikurim, he'll be maybe Vikari. And let's keep in mind that Lafi, the way that we just explained the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, then even Rameo would agree that if Shimon only bought one tree from Reuven, so certainly since Rameo agrees to the Tanakama, that certainly Shimon does not acquire the kaka, Rameo would also agree that Shimon would be maybe Ve'ene Kari. And ultimately, this is the way that the Gemara will explain the Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues and brings the Shita of Shmuel that will explain the Shita of Rameya differently. As Amr Behuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Huda states in the name of Shmuel, and we will be gurus in the Gemara like the Bach, that Mechayev HaRameya, Apolikir Piris Ilan, and when Rameya states, maybe the curry, he doesn't mean to only be Chilik on the Tanakama, Benegea two trees, but he means to say, in all cases that Shimon brings Bikurim to Yushlayim, he would have to be maybe the curry, and even if he doesn't own Kaka, and for example, even if Shimon only bought one tree from Reuven, and therefore he wasn't koine kaka, but those pears that grow, not only would he bring it to Yerushalayim, but it would also be kurei. And as we will see, that Shmuel holds that Rameya actually doesn't learn from the pasuk of Pri Adamash and Asatli that you require to have kaka. He learns a different drasha from this pasuk, and therefore there's no requirement to have kaka in order to make this statement. Shmuel continues, Mimai, and how do I know that this is the correct understanding of Rameya if Lechayr the Pashas in the Mishnah and Masechtas Bikurim is talking about a case of koine shtei ilanes, and it's mashman Rameya is only chiluk on chamim in that case, and it seems that the reason why Rameya is chiluk on tanakama is l'shitasai that he holds that koine shtei ilanes is actually koine kaka. Shmuel explains b'netani mishnei seira by the fact that we already had our mishnah. From our mishnah, we already know that tanakama holds that koine shtei ilanes is loik koine kaka, and Rameya holds that you're koine kaka. So then we will be able to extrapolate and be able to understand that b'negei bikurim according to the tanakama Tama, when you coin Shnei Lanas, you'd be maybe being a Kari, and according to Rav Meir, you'd still be maybe the Kari as your own Kaka. And as Shmuel continues, Mechte, let us see, Tana Le, the Yesh Le Kaka. You already learned in our Mishnah that Rav Meir holds that coin Shnei Lanas is coin a Kaka, so Pshita, the maybe the Kari, then it's Pasha that Lefir Rav Meir, you'd be able to bring Bikurim and be able to be Kari, as certainly you could say, Priyadomish and Asatali. Therefore, by the fact that the Mishnah Bikurim had to repeat the Machlekes between that and the Kamara Meir, it must be that the Mishnah is actually being Mechadish to us, that Rav Meir is Chalik and Chachamim, even in a case where Shimon actually doesn't own Kaka, and for example, even in a case where Shimon only bought one tree and he doesn't own any Kaka, the Rav Meir would still say that he'd be maybe the Kari, as the Gemara states, El Shema Benoah, Mechayiv HaRav Meir, Apul Kech Peiris HaIlon, that Rav Meir was Mechayiv someone to be maybe the Kari, even where Shimon only bought the Peiris HaIlon and only bought one tree. Rashbam explains, V'hochi Kama, and this is a pshat in Rav Meir in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, that Afilim Kedrechem Kenu, the Shnei Lonis, Inlan Kaka, Afilu Hochi, maybe the Kari. Rav Meir was actually only speaking with the Vrechem of the Tanakama, in response to the Tanakama, that even if you're correct, that Benegea to Ilonis, you're not going to be Konakaka, even so, I hold you'd be maybe the Kari, as I don't learn from the Pasuk of Priyadamash and Asatli, that there's a requirement that in order for Shimon to be Kari, then he actually also has to own the Kaka on which the Paris grew. Rashbam also points out, the reason why the Mishnah Bikurim spoke about a case where Shimon bought two trees within the field, even though the Fira Meir, this din of the Mishnah, would be applicable even in a case where Shimon only bought one tree. However, the Mishnah discusses a case where Shimon bought two trees in order to teach us the Chiddush Rabbanon that even though Shimon bought two trees, he still would not be Kari. And as we explained, Il Rav Meir, Afilu B'Ilan Echad, She'il Kaka, maybe be Kari, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on the Shita of Shmuel, that how can you say that Rav Meir holds it would be maybe the Kari, even if you don't own the actual Kaka on which the Paris grew, but Vaksiv, but the Pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Kisavai in Pasuk Bay states, Vilkachta Marishis Kol Priyadama Shatovim Atzacha, Hashem Shem Alkecha Nesalach, Vesamta Batana, Vilachta Lamakam Shivcha Hashem Alkecha Lashakin Shmai Shom. Therefore, it's Muchach from the Pasuk, Avilkech Paris, Loy Mei Vilkari, that if someone only buys Paris Elon, not only would he not read the Pasha Bikurim, Lachari shouldn't be Mechuyev to bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash either. The Gemara answers, Hahulu Mutu Chutzlaret, that in a Chanami, according to Rav Meir, this Pasuk is actually teaching us that the requirement to bring Bikurim is only on Paris Eretz Yisrael and not on Paris of Chutzlaret. The Gemara continues, Voksiv, but we also have the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim that states, Reishis Bikuriad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, Leisavashal Gedi Bachaliv Imai. Once again, we should learn from the word Ad Mascha that the only time you have to bring Bikurim is only from your land. If you only own the Paris, then you should not have a chiv to bring Bikurim, and certainly no chiv to read the Pasha Bikurim. And the Gemara answers, Lamut Ad Masakum, that once again, this Pasuk is not coming to be Mayit, someone that doesn't own land, but it's coming to be Mayit, that if a non-Jew owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael, he grows Paris, and then a Jew buys those Paris from the Goy, or in a case where a Jew actually acts as the Goy's Oris, or the Goy's Kablin, or the Goy's Chaykar, the Yisrael would not be Chayit to bring Bikurim from those Paris. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that Rashbam states, V'nir be'inai d'hochi garsinon, that Rashbam has a bit of a different girsa than our Gemara, and Rashbam says to be girsa as follows, V'ksiv ad moscha shnei pomim, that says the word ad moscha b'negei bikurim twice, k'siv reishis b'kuri ad moscha b'seif ve'el shmais, b've'el mishpatim u'v'chisisa. There's actually two psukim that state the same idea as we mentioned in Pashas Eil Mishpatim, and there's also another pasuk almost at the end of Pashas Chisisa that states, reishis b'kuri ad moscha tovi b'es Hashem alkecha l'sivash g'di b'chalev imai. Gemara is really asking about both of these psukim, and the Gemara answers, v'kamashani chadlamute ad misakum, as we explain, v'chadlamute ad misger, and one pasuk comes to exclude the land of a ger, sh'rei ger atzmai min ha'mevim v'loi koyinu, as a ger himself will actually be able to bring Bikurim, but he will not read the Pasha Bikurim, because it's not Masechta Bikurim, as the Mishnah teaches us, Masechta Bikurim, she'in yachal leima, ashe nishbal avsin losis lanu, as pasuk gimel in the Pasha Bikurim, in Pashki Sabbe states, uvasal akoyin ashe yivayom rahim, v'amate ilov, he got here young, l'ashem alakecha, vasil la'oritz, ashe nishba, ashem alavisenu, losis lanu. Then when the Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes over to the Kohen to do the process of Bikurim, so then he says to the Kohen that I came in order to bring my Bikurim, and it mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to give this land to our forefathers, and since a ger is not Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, therefore a ger would be unable to say, Shinishba Lavisenu Lasis Lano, V'asa Haikra Lemu'ute, that Kohenim appears Kaka Shaloi, Loimevu Leikare. Therefore, this Pasuk has actually only come to teach us that if Yisrael buys Paris from a ger, and although the ger would be maybe ve'ina kuri, but Yisrael himself would be ina maybe ve'ina kuri. Ayin tesis lamute admas akum, that he argues on the ger of the Rashbam, and he states for oid less than lamute lekech miger, keeping the ger atzme barvo, that lachuri doesn't make sense that if Yisrael buys from a ger, then he will be potter from bringing bikurim if the ger himself can bring bikurim and he just can't be kuri, as Rashbam brought himself from Mishnah Mesechta Bikurim, elu mevi and v'le kuren, hager mevi ve'ina kuri, v'isha ina yachal leima, asher nishbala v'seinu, losis lanu, and therefore Taisis is mekayim our gersa, and although this is not part of our sugya, however, I am Taisis who discusses the concept of a ger leading a zimun, we will just read three lines of Taisis, as Taisis states, v'mekayach ahi mishnah, lo yeh minich rabbeinu tam, l'gerim, l'varach b'yachas ha-zimun, l'fisha ina yachal leima, shen chalta l'avisenu, eretz taiva, v'ktani nami, kishu mispalu b'ino l'bein atmai, oyma l'kei avis Yisrael, that he continues and brings the sheet to re that v'luri nira the shap and matzi omer ger laviseinu v'lo kaim lan kahim mishnah elakar bihuda the political law as he brings from Yerushalmi ayin sham. Gemara now continues and asks another question on the sheet of Shmuel v'aksiv, but the pasuk states in the pasha bikurim and this is in pasuk yud va'ata hini avesis reishis pri adama hashen satli Hashem v'inachta l'fnei Hashem al kecha. Once again, it seems that the only way that you can bring Bikurim is only if you have land that was given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara responds that this is not a question on Shmuel. This pasuk is not telling us that the land is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to me. But the way to understand this pasuk is the Yavisli Zuze Vizavni Behu, the Yisrael is coming to the Beis Mikdash and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Pri Adama, for the fruits of the land of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Nesatli Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me money and I was able to have the opportunity to buy those payers. Therefore, I have a karza toiv, and I'm bringing Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Though the Gemara brought to Rutim, the Gemara now continues and brings the Tiyufta on this member of Shmuel. As Masav Rabba, Rabbi asks a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa specifically states, Hakoyne Ilon Echo Betesha Chaveri, May Reine Kuril, Fishalai Konakaka, Divra Meya. Rameya specifically teaches us that if Shimon buys only one tree within Reuven's field, then it would be May Reine Kuril, as Shimon doesn't own Kaka, therefore he can't say, Pri Adama Shanasatli Hashem, and therefore clearly we see against the sheet of Shmuel, only time that Rameya and the Tanakama Chaylik are only in a case where Shimon bought two trees, and since Rameya holds that if Shimon buys two trees, he's koiner kaka, so therefore Shimon would be maybe vikare, and the Gemara ends off tiyufta that in a chenami there is a tiyufta to the words of Shmuel, even though Shmuel was bothered that l'chay we have a Mishnah Yisera, as we have our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mesech Bikurim, and it seems that one of these Mishnahs are extra. However, the Mefarshim explained that certainly it makes sense that the Gemara will teach us this din, but the game Mekach and then teaches a din that's relevant to Bikurim, and therefore it's not extra. And Rashbam points out, and all the psukim that we already mentioned, already used for various drushes that we learn in the Sifri, as well as the Masechet Bikurim. Before we continue, let us see Taisa's Diva Maskel, that the Gemara stated that we would need a pasuk to teach us that the din of Bikurim doesn't apply to Chutzlarets. We have a cloud that's brought at the end of the first parak of Masechet Kedushin called Mitzvah Shitluy Ba'aretz in Hergas El Ba'aretz, and since Bikurim is something which is relevant to the ground, therefore it's Pashut that's only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, and why would we need a separate Miut? Taisis brings two Terutzim. Number one, Yesh Mefashim Meshuna Bikurim Iskashu Lebasim B'cholav Dechsiv Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, and then the Pasuk states L'Svashal Gedi B'chalev Imai, as we saw in Pash Mishpatim as well as in Pash Kisisa U'Mechut Behedi Bakshlu V'Sakadak Chashiyu Noyigin Ap Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, one may have thought that even though Bikurim is a mitzvah tluy baretz, it would still be noyig in Chutz La'aretz, just like Basar B'cholav is noyig in Chutz La'aretz. And Taisa continues and brings another teretz, L'rashba nira d'lei chashiv Bikurim mitzvah tluy baretz, that actually Bikurim is not considered a mitzvah tluy baretz, d'lei damel l'chumah ma'isev v'chala, d'hasam guf ha'peris b'chiyom b'chumah, the tevel nenu, as the peris themselves become tevel, v'asurim b'achila, l'kach chashivim hen tluyim baretz, al Bikurim in achiyiv tali b'peris, elab adam, but b'negei Bikurim, the chiv is not on the peris, but it's totally on the adam, the inasarim b'achila, and as we know, Bikurim itself is not considered tevel, afa pish lo hifrish men Bikurim. Two lines before the end of Taisis states, v'afa gav dim ein loy ein chayiv liknois, that l'chayiv, if there's a chayiv on a person to bring Bikurim, so l'chayiv, every person should have to go and buy kaka and bring Bikurim. Certainly we know there is no such chayiv, even so, you can't prove to me that it's not a chayiv saguf, because we see a similar concept, k'moy chayiv sitzis, the afa gav dim chayiv liknois talis, k'she'in loy Choshev Chayus Haguf, and still consider Chayus Haguf, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Amolei Rav Shimon Ben Yochum Mishkan L'Rabbi Elazar, and we continue on that Pe'al from Abayis, that L'maisa we already stated that L'fida Rabbanon, if Shimon only owns two trees, or according to Rameo, if Shimon only owns one tree, then since he doesn't own Kaka, therefore Shimon would be maybe Ve'ine Kuri. Shimon ben Yochum now asks Rabbi Elazar, my time Rameo be Ilanechad, and my time Rabbanon b'shnei Ilanis. Kuri, if someone doesn't own Kaka, doesn't have a Chiyuv to read the Pasha Bikurim, so therefore it seems that Torah's memayed him from actually bringing Bikurim, and why should he have to bring Bikurim at all? It's a bit sarbira, as on that peal from an hour, the Rashbam states that the reason why you don't actually say the Pasha of Bikurim is officially Konakaka, Veloy Karina Bay Priya Domish and Asatli, and Rashbam is now bringing from Pasuk Bays that states Velakatim Rashis called Priya Doma, Ashatovim Atzacha, and certainly it's possible to be Machalik that the Rashbam is only saying this at this point of the Gemara. Right now, he's not discussing the point of actually being able to read Pasha Bikurim, but he's actually discussing actually being able to bring Bikurim. And since Pasuk Beis is talking about bringing Bikurim, therefore he'd rather bring Pasuk Beis Bitzarach Biar. The Gemara continues, Amalois, or Blazer response to Rabbi Shimon Yochim, Dovish Rishayim Loi Amru Beitam, Tashileni Bebeis Medrash Kedoy Levashani, that this idea that the Rishayim didn't even give a response to and didn't know the reason, so you're going to ask me in the Beis Medrash in order to embarrass me, and you shouldn't have asked me this question, Barabim. The Gemara answers, Amru Rabba, Rabba explains, my Kushya, what's the major question as to what the Shita Rameya and the Shita Chacham is? Dilm Rameya b'ilan echa svukim misafkalei, Rabbanim b'shnei ilan svukim misafkalu. Maybe everyone agrees that if someone doesn't own kaka, then certainly they would not be able to read the Pasha Bikurim, and in addition, they wouldn't be able to bring Bikurim either. However, the reason why Rameya holds that if someone owns one tree, or if Rabbanim, if Shimon bought two trees, that he'd be maybe ve'ine kari, that is because both Rameya and Rabbanim have a suffix, as according to Rameya, certainly if someone buys two trees, he owns kaka, and he'd be maybe v'kari, but if someone only buys one tree, then Rameya is actually misupik, possibly Shimon really has a right to the kaka, and therefore he'd be maybe v'kari, but Rameya also has a tzad that possibly Shimon doesn't own the kaka, and really Shimon should not read the Pasha Bikurim, and not only shouldn't he read the Pasha Bikurim, but he shouldn't even bring Bikurim. And similarly, the Rabbanon hold that certainly if Shimon bought three trees from Reuven, then he acquires the kaka, and it'll be maybe v'kari, but Rabbanon misupik that if Shimon bought two trees, that potentially acquires the kaka as well, and therefore would be maybe Bikurim, but potentially doesn't acquire the kaka, and therefore he would not read the Pasha Bikurim, and he would not bring Bikurim either. Since they're Masupik, therefore Ramei and Chacham hold that in these cases you would be maybe Ve'ene Kuri, and certainly you should be maybe because it's a suffix to Raisa, and therefore you should go to Chumra and take your payers to Yushlayim and bring them as Bikurim in Yushlayim. However, as the Gemara will explain a bit later on the Amid, the Lamaisa based on the suffix, so Shimon should not read the Pasha Bikurim. Of course, we now have to go back to our Mishnah. As in our Mishnah, we stated that the Tanakhama holds HaKlin Shnei Yilonis B'Teich Stei Chaveri HaReiz Olei Kana Kaka, and Rameya agrees to the Tanakhama that in a scenario where Shimon only buys one tree within Reuven's field, then Shimon would not be Kana Kaka. And L'chir, it seems from our Mishnah that this Psak is based on a Vadai and not based on a Suffolk. However, Zokter Rashbam at the top of the Amid Mesafkalu Kana Kaka Menadin Eloi V'Haida Amri Loi Kana Kaka, and the reason why the Chacham say B'negei two trees that Shimon would not be Kana Kaka, and Rameya holds that B'negei one tree that Shimon would not be Kana Kaka, Hainu Mishun Diyada Meichal Yoyna the Mesfeka Loi Mafkinu Menei and Amitz Mechaveri Olavaraya. Mura continues, we Mesafkale, is it true that Rameya actually had a suffix if you're Kana Kaka or not? V'oktani L'fishalei Kana Kaka de Rameya, that L'mais in the Breisa that Rabba brought at the bottom of that Pei Aleph and Aleph, the Breisa stated that Rameya holds that if Shimon only acquired one tree from Reuven, then he would be maybe Ve'ina Kare, and the reason is because Shimon does not acquire kaka, and seems it is b'teris vadai and not b'teris suffik. The Gemara responds, "Ema shemalei kona kaka." Ramei doesn't mean because certainly he wasn't kona kaka, and he just means that Shimon can't be kare because it is suffik that potentially he wasn't kona kaka. The Gemara continues that although you're right that generally we have a din that suffik derais l'chumra, and therefore you should have to bring bikurim, but l'maisa v'leichesh dilma la bikurim nenu. There's also a downside to going and bringing bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, as potentially it's not bikurim, the kamayil chulin azara, and then you bring chulin into the azara, which is either an issa deraisa or an issa derabanan. As Rashbam points out in Dibur Maschil, dimal abikurim nenu the shem alei kona kaka, the kamayil chulin azara v'dashinan b'sifri ki yirchak mikha mokam v'zavachta. The pasuk in Pasha Re'i states ki yirchak mimcha mokam sheyivcha Hashem al kecha losum shmei sham v'zavachta mi bekarcha mitzaincha shenasla Hashem alcha kasher tzivisicha v'chalta b'sherecha b'chol avos nafshecha. We learn b'richak mokam atzavach that he could be sheichet yochulin outside the Beis Hamikdash However, you can't shecht your chulin in the azara, and you can't bring any chulin into the base of Mikdash, and that would be asa. Inami drabbanan, or potentially this is only drabbanan. And some people might see that you're being noyim min chulin on these periods or on any basa that you brought into the base of Mikdash, which is really chulin, and it's really proper that you could actually be noyim min chulin. But they will think that it's actually kachim ho by sin bazara since the in the azara. The asal zuzul be kachim, and then they'll come to be mezalzin of the kachim. And lefid Rashbam, this seems to be a very broad issa of bringing any chulin in the azara. However, Ayin Taisis, who actually minimizes the issa, and he states bechol makim sheish keina krava kihacha sheish hagashay tufa, that the issa bringing chulin to azara is not a blanket issa on all chulin. The issa only applies if someone goes and takes an animal of chulin and shechs it in the azara, or for example, in our case, where he brought Paris of Bikurim into the Azara and he did some sort of Avodah. For example, he does Hagasha or Tanufa. However, Taisa continues, Avodah she'in oisim be'a krav klal, bahu ein shaykh isach nasis chulun bazara, dim loikein lo yulbash koyim big dechol v'yikonis bazara, v'gam yisol lo yikonis bazara, and yisol himself should not be able to go into Azara with his big dechol, v'oy dekom v'akoyim it's rabba, yeichlu, she'yeichlu ima chulun v'chuma, kadesh ne'echol sa'aseva. And we know that when the Kohanim used to eat the Kabbanis, they would eat it after eating chulun and truma. They would eat these kabbanis in the azara, and therefore we see that the only issa is to actually doing avoida with chulun in the azara. But as long as he's not doing any avoida, then there's no problem of bringing any chulun in the azara. You could even bring basa chulun into the azara. The Gemara continues and responds: the makdish lu the inachanami in this scenario, Shimon would actually be makdish these peiros, and he would do so al tnai, and he would say that if these peiros are bikurim, then I want to bring these bikurim to the base of mikdash as bikurim. And if I don't have a right to this kaka, and therefore I don't have a chiyah to bring bikurim, then I want to be makdish these peiros, as Rashbam says, v'ilav likach liknes ben carbon, be makdish these peiros in order I should sell the peiros, be able to purchase a carbon for the base of mikdash, or as Rabbeinu Gershom states, in order to be used for bet kabayis. In either case, at this point, is kedushas damim on these peiros on that side, and therefore on either side he has a right to bring these peiros into the base of mikdash as either it's bikurim or it's hegdish, and the issa bringing chulun to the Azara would not apply. The Gemara continues and asks, we know that a Yisrael that brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash gives the Bikurim to the Kohen, and the Kohen will eat these Bikurim, and Lamaisa, since it's a tzad that this Bikurim is actually Hegdish, if the Kohen will go and eat it, Shema Kedushas Dam Yesh Ben V'nenem Min HaHegdish Umal, and the Kohen will be Oivan Issa Me'ila. The Gemara answers the Baruch Lehu that in Chanami, after the Yisrael does the entire procedure with the Pirus of Bikurim, he will at that point take money, and he will state that if these periods are really Bikurim, then these periods go to the Kayin and I'll give it to the Kayin. But on the side that these periods are actually Hegdish, then I want to be pointed to the periods and I'll redeem them from Hegdish. And Shimon will then go and buy Kabbanis or give the money to Bede Kabayis. But in the meantime, the Kayin has a right to eat these periods as either was given to him as Bikurim or was given to him as a present. And Lemaisa, these periods are Chulin. Before we continue, let's point out the following. That number one, as we mentioned, that after Yisrael does an entire procedure with the Bikurim, and he actually does tufa together with the kohen on the piris of bikurim and on the basket, then he gives the piris to the kohen, and only a kohen has a right to eat bikurim. Number two, in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah states, "Lesucha lecha b'sherecha, ma'ase degoncha v'tereishcha v'tzerecha v'choris b'karcha v'tzaynecha v'chol nederecha shetida v'ndubesecha u'trumas yadecha." And we learn out that the word trumas yadecha refers to bikurim, and therefore we see that the Torah calls bikurim truma, and just like when a kohen receives truma, he doesn't have to take off Chumas and Maises. The same applies B'negei Bikurim, that there is no Chiyav to take off Chumas and Maises from Paris of Bikurim. And now Gemara now continues, V'dilmala Bikurim Nenu V'kamafkalu M'chumas and Maises, that there is a potential that these periods that were given to a Kohen is not really Bikurim, and they really Chulin, and they were given to the Kohen as a present, and if so, the Yisrael should have to take off Chumas and Maises. The Gemara answers, the Mafreshlu, that in the Chanami, the Yisrael will take off Chumas and Maises. And the Gemara continues, Bishlem Chumas and G'dayla Yavlo L'Kohen, that it makes sense that you could take these payers, you could take off Truma Gedoyla, and you could give that to a Kayin, as Mimanashach, that belongs to a Kayin, as either it's Truma and it belongs to the Kayin, or it's Bikurim, and there was no need to take off Truma, and therefore it also belongs to the Kayin. Similarly, Maisa Sheni Nami Yav Leila Kayin, since anyone could eat Maisa Sheni, therefore if it's in the first or second or fourth or fifth years of Shemitah cycle, then the Yisrael will take off payers and say that they're Maisa Sheni, and he'll give it to the Kayin, and Mimanashach, the Kayin could eat it, as either it's Bikurim, and therefore certainly the Kohen could eat it, and if Bitzkulin, and Maisa Sheni, a Koyin could eat Maisa Sheni as well. And similarly, Maisa Oni, Nami Yavle Koyin Oni, so Maisa Oni could also be given Misafik to a Koyin Oni, and Mimonashach to a Koyin Oni could eat it, as either he has a right to eat it because it's Maisa Oni, or he has a right to eat it as it's Bikurim. However, the Gemara now is, El Maisa Rishon de Levihu, Leman Yavle, as we know, Maisa Rishon is given to a Levi, and therefore, how could the Yisrael be Yotzei's Chiv to take off Maisa Rishon and give it to a Levi, as a Levi would not be able to eat this Maisa Rishon, as these Pirus are potentially Pirus of Bikurim, and only a Koyin could eat Bikurim? The Gemara responds, Yavle Koyin Karabalez Ben Azayah, that in a Chanami, the Yisrael will take off Maisa Rishon and will give it to a Koyin. This is based on a Din Rabalez Ben Azayah, the Tanya is willing to the Brisa, Truma Gedolah Koyin, Maisa Rishon Levi, Div Rabbi Kiva, that Truma Gedolah has to be specifically given to a Koyin, Maisa Rishon has to specifically be given to a Levi, and add the Pasuk in Pashas Koyach and Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk of our states, Vilvne Levi, Hin Nasati, Kol Masa Yisrael, Lenachla, Chelef Avidoso, Masha Imudim, Savidasa Yilmoid, and this is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. However, Rabbalez Ben Zaya Omer, Maisa Rishon Lekoyin, that Maisa Rishon specifically is given to a Koyin, and as Rashbam explains, the Rabbalez Ben Zaya hold that even on the Raisadika level, Maisa Rishon could be given either to a Levi or to a Koyin, as even though the Pasuk says, Lebnei Levi, as the Gemara Mesech Zivamas teaches us, that there are 24 places that the Torah calls Kohanim Levi'im. Therefore, even though the Pasuk in Pasuk Koyach states, Lebnei Levi, it actually couldn't refer to Levi'im as well. And Lemaisa, the Gemara in Yavamas explains that Rabbalez Ben Isaiah is actually referring to a time that was right after Ezra went up from Babel, went up to Eretz Yisrael, in order to start the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, and the beginning of building Bayis Sheni, and Lemaisa, the Levi'im, did not follow him, and they stayed in Babel, and therefore Ezra made a knas that the Levi'im should not receive Maisa Rishon, and instead Maisa Rishon should be given exclusively to Kayanim, and therefore in our case, the Yisrael will be able to take off Maisa Rishon and give it to a Kayan, and the Takana that we're making is not actually stealing any money from the Levi'im, as the Levi'im don't have right to this money, and Mimonashach, the Kayan has a right to eat these Pirus, as either these Pirus are Maisa Rishon, and anyone has a right to eat Maisa Rishon, or these Pirus are Bikurim, and a Kayan has a right to eat Bikurim. And before we continue, let us point out that when the Gemara asked, El Maisa Rishon de Levihu Leman Yavle, so Rashbam explains, Ve'in Lon Lasses Takana Ligzil Salavim, this is bothered that Lemaisa, the Din has been negated to Mai, which is a suffix, if Maisa Rishon was taken off, that in a Mechayev Litnoi Misafik, that you don't have to take off Maisa Rishon Misafik, the Matzi Amma, Aisi Raya, Delay Misukkanu Vishkoil, that you could say that bring a Raya that's not Misukkan, and then you'll be able to take Maisa Rishon. Since in our case, there's also a suffix, so Lechayev, why does Yisrael have to take off Maisa Rishon, and why do we consider this Gezel Avim? And Ayin Taisis, who brings from the Rajba, the Loidomi, the Hacha in a Koyin Muchsik Yosim and a Levi, as in our case, the Koyin is not Muchsik more than the Levi, Vishay Yisrael Mamanashach Enam, and certainly these payers do not belong to Yisrael, as either they're Bikurim and they belong to the Koyin, and if they're not Bikurim, then they belong to the Levi. However, by regular case of Mai, so if they don't belong to the Levi, then they belong to Yisrael, and the Yisrael is Muchsik in them, and therefore Hamitzim Mechaber all of Raya. And Taisa continues, Va'oid, and another Teretz, the Mai, the Loi Havi El Sveikid Rabbanon, Ein Tzorch L'Kayim, it's the Sina, that in the Chanami, that since the Mai is only a Sveikid Rabbanon, so therefore there's no Chiyah to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sina. But in our case, where the Suffolk is a Suffolk Duraisa, so in our case, certainly, there's a Chiyah for the Yisrael to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sina, and to give Maisa Sheni to the Levi. And let's also keep in mind that we explained our Gemara based on the Shita of the Rashbam. And for the Rashbam, our Gemara's Teretz will only work out according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. However, Ayin and Taisa, Diva Maskel, Chuma Lekayim, Maisa Rishon Levi, Diva Rabbi Kiva, where he explains the Machlekes in this Braisa between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah differently, and he explains it based on a Din Deraisa, and therefore he explains that our Gemara could even be going Lefi Rabbi Kiva, Ayin Shem. Gemara continues and asks another question, Vidilum Bikurim, Nenu Ubaya Kriya, on the Tzad, that these Pirus are Bikurim, L'chayr, there's a requirement for the owner to actually read the Pasha Bikurim. How could it be that the Chum state that if Shimon owns only two Tilanes, or may hold where Shimon only bought one tree, that there will be maybe Ve'in Ekeri? The Gemara first responds that Kriya Loi Makeves, although the Torah tells us that when Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash, he has to read the Pasha Rami Ovid Avi, however, Lemaisa, that's not Ma'akev, and therefore, since it's a Suffolk, if he's supposed to bring the Bikurim or not, therefore, we paskin that maybe Ve'in Ekeri, and the Gemara asks, Veloi, that how can you say that Kriya is Loi Makeves, Varm Rav Zera, Zera states, Kol Rei Labila in Bila Makeves Boy, Vishain Rei Labila, Bila Makeves Boy, the Mishnah Mesechus Menachas teaches us that if Rumi promises to bring a carbon mincha from 60 yisarin of flour, then he brings it in one kli, and if he promises to bring 61 yisarin, then he brings 60 in one kli, and one yisarin in a separate kli, and he brings two separate separate menachos. Gemara explains that since the amount of shemen that is used in any mincha is a loig of shemen, one loig of shemen can be mixed together with 60 isarin of flour. However, if you take 61 isarin of flour, then the loig of shemen would not mix together with it well. Therefore, you have to bring a separate mincha with one isarin, which would include another loig of shemen. Gemara is bothered that l'chira, why is there a problem if the oil cannot be mixed together with the flour? If l'maisa, we have a klal b'negei kachim, that the only time that something is ma'akev is only if the Torah actually mentions it twice. L'maisa, the din is that mixing the flour and oil together is not ma'akev. Therefore, why can't one bring 61 isarin of flour and bring it in one pan, bring it with one leg of shemen, and even though it won't be able to be mixed together, it shouldn't be ma'akev? And it's on this question that Rabbi Zeira responds that the only time that we say that something is not ma'akev is only if it's possible to actually mix together. But if it's not possible to mix the oil and flour together, then certainly it is ma'akev, and certainly you have to bring that extra isarin as an additional mincha. And Rashbam states, klima mashi efshli bolu ma'akevus boy dekim dechsev vayitzik la shemen v'tziva livlo dechsev belula shema mina shetziva kodesh baruch hu lehavi mincha sheyachol kayim ba mitzvos blila u'shemevi shishav echad mincha kazu leitziva lehavi v'arei u'shemevi mincha menakitnias te'in aklum. And this is like you bringing a mincha out of beans, which is not considered a mincha. Shekol davish shetziva kodesh baruch hu lehavi yesh iku be'ikav asoy lehavi ba'is inyan shetziva kodesh v'loy be'in acher av mitzvos amurus ba'is a mitzvah could go in tnufa b'karbon or belila b'mincha yesh ma'akvin im gila kodesh l'shanes lav v'la'akev v'yesh e'im ma'akvin. And Rashbam continues and applies it to Arma Sugyo b'negei b'kurim v'gad b'kurim nami d'choz l'kriya b'inon. And even though kriya is not ma'akev, that is only in a case where you could do kriya and you forget to do kriya, or in a case where the Torah tells us that you don't have to do kriya. And for example, in the case of a ger, or when someone brings bikurim from Sukkot until Chanukah, where the din is yemei vein and kuri, and we learn that from Sukkim, avahant bikurim the ma'aselu misveka shemen tunin kriya min atira the shemen konakaka the hukah chazal l'kriya b'inon, and the ma'aselu has to be royal kriya. And since this is sad that you actually do not have to bring this bikurim, and therefore you don't have to read this pasha, so therefore you're stuck and you can't read. And certainly in this case, kriya should be ma'akev. And if so, how could Rabbanon and Rameya state yemei vein and kuri? And the Gemara answers the avlu kravis b'china that in a chenami, in the case of a suffik, for example, the feet of Rabbanon in a case where Shimon bought two trees, or the feet of Rameya in a case where Shimon bought one tree, then when Shimon sends these periods of bikurim to Yerushalayim in order to bring bikurim, he should do it in a manner that patters him from kriya. He should do it in a way like Rabbi Yisrael B'china states, the amah b'tzarim v'shugrim b'yad shliach, or mei shliach b'derech mei v'ene kari. Even in a case where someone's chayiv and bikurim b'teris vadai, Reuven himself goes and collects the periods, but then he sends the periods to Yerushalayim with the shliach, or in a case where the shliach actually went and harvested the crop and picked all the pears, and then he started walking to Yerushalayim, and then the shliach died while he was on the way to Yerushalayim, and then the owner goes and takes the pears and brings them to Yerushalayim, or the owner sends another shliach to take the pears and bring it to Yerushalayim. So in this case, although the owner will be chayiv to bring the bikurim, the mice at the time that these pears grew on a tree in Eretz Yisrael, they became chayiv in bikurim. However, Reuven will not be able to read the pasha bikurim, and my time and what is the reason? The chsiv v'lkachta v'vesa, psukim v'pashat kisavi states, v'lkachta mereshit kol pri adama asher tovi ma'atzecha, asher Hashem l'kecha neslach, v'samta batana, v'lachta ala mokam, v'shirvcha Hashem l'kecha, l'shakin shmo yisham. Then the next pasuk states, v'osa l'koyin, asher yir v'yom mehem, v'mata yilav, v'yigate yoyim, l'Hashem l'kecha, ki bosa l'oretz, asher nishba Hashem l'vesayinu, l'os yislanu. As Rashbam states, that the pasuk did not have to say, v'lkachta, and the pasuk could have just stated, v'vesim ma'atzecha, that you bring the bikurim from your land. We continue on that pei beizim aleph, and Rabbi Yisrael B'china learns out of this pesukim, ashte lekicha v'avor be'echad or ke'echad v'haleka. Rabbi Yisrael B'china teaches us that the only way that is chiyuv to read the pasha bikurim is only if the actual harvesting as well as the bringing of the pears to Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdash is done with one person. However, since in the first case Reuven harvested the pears but then he sent the pears to Yerushalayim with the shliach, or in the second case where the shliach actually harvested and was bringing the pears to Yerushalayim but in the middle he died, and then Reuven went and brought the pears to Yerushalayim, or another shliach brought the pears to Yerushalayim. Since the harvesting as well as the bringing of the pears into the Beis HaMikdash was not done by one person, although it is certainly a chiyuv to bring the bikurim, however, there would be no longer a chiyuv to read the pasha bikurim. These cases would be similar to the case where Ger brought bikurim, or the case where someone brought bikurim from Sukkot to Chanukah. And although in those cases, certainly there's a chiyuv to bring bikurim, however, there would be no chiyuv to actually read the pasha bikurim. And our case as well, where we have a suffix if you should bring these bikurim Purim or not, the Lamaisa Shimon should go and harvest the peiros, and then he should send the peiros to Yerushalayim through a shliach, and this way he'll be potter from kriya, and yet Shimon will still be chayev to bring bikurim to the base of Mikdash, and that's why the Chacham and Rameya both agree that in this case the din would be maybe vein akare. The Gemara continues, Amli Rav Acha Breda of Avi Rav Ashi, that l'chayev, what is the major question that the Gemara had that you have to read the Pasha Bikurim, and if not, it should be Ma'akev. L'chayev, even though it's a suffix, if you have to bring Bikurim, but Mechte Psukininu, the l'chayev, the whole Pasha of Rami Avi Ravi are only Psukim and Likri, and let Shimon read it, and Mimonashach is not a problem. As if it's Bikurim, then certainly he should be reading the Pasha Bikurim. If these Peiros are really not Chayev and Bikurim, as really Shimon didn't have a right to the land, and Shimon didn't do anything wrong, certainly there's no issue with someone reading Psukim in the Torah. And as Rashbam states, Vamai Avaluk Rabesi, and why do we give this Eitzah to go and make sure to be parted from the Kriya, Kamoshim Mevi Misafik, just like we said that you're able to bring the Bikurim Misafik, Kachi Kri Misafik, Ka'adam Shikari B'Torah. The Gemara brings two Terutim, Amalei, Rav Asher responds to Rav Achabrid, Rav Avya, Mishun Mechzik Shikra, as in this case, since you're bringing Bikurim, and at the same time you're reading the Pasha Bikurim, so it's Mechzik Shikra. And as Rashbam says, Shuri Bishvil Havos Bikurim Kokari, Vishem Allah B'Kakash Legodo V'Kamashaka, Viksiv, in the Pasuk Tehillim states, Doiva Shikarim Le'ikon Le'neged Eini, Avak Shikari B'Torah Le'Mechzik Shikra, but if someone is leaning this in the Torah when he's not bringing Bikurim, then certainly that's not Mechzik Shikra, as that is Stam, someone's reading the Pasha and telling us what a person does say when he does bring Bikurim. The Gemara continues and brings a second teretz, Rabbi Shasha Bei Rav Chiya Amar, Dilma Aslav Kuninu Mechuma Maisa, really there should be no problem with Shimon reading the Pasha Bikurim. However, the Maisa is someone that sees that Shimon is reading the Pasha Bikurim, and they know that Shimon brought these peiros from trees that are suffic, if they're chayim Bikurim or not, he will think that they're actually chayim Bikurim, and they're not chayim in Chumas and Maises, and then eventually he may have the same situation, and they'll bring the peiros to Yerushalayim, and they'll bring them as Bikurim, and he won't take off Chumas and Maises, which we said have to be done. Rashbam also says, Inami Hai Gavra Gufe, that there's even a potential Gabi Shimon himself, that Shimon will think that these peiros are chayim Bikurim, Mitarius Vadai, since he's actually bringing the Bikurim, and he's reading the Pasha Bikurim, and he may himself not take off Chumas and Maises, Hilkach Abu Hakerish Lelikreis, and therefore the Rabbanon stated that Shimon should not read the Pasha Bikurim. And L'chayr, it seems that even though this din would only be a din Rabbanon, that we would still say that Shimon should be Ovid Luhu Krabbeis Babchina, and we would still say the concept of Zera, that Kol Rei Labila in Bila Makavsbai, Vishain Rei Labila Bila Makavsbai, even though the only reason why Shimon is not reading the Pasha Bikurim is only based on the Takonis Chachamim. However, it's also possible, Fidus Teretz or Meshash Breed Rab Chia, that in a Chanami one would not have to do like Rabbeis Babchina with Tzarech Bir. Before we finish, let us point out the bottom Rashbam on that Pei Alfam Beis, and Rashbam states that even though we said that if the owner of these peiros harvests the crops and then he sends the peiros to Yerushalayim with a shliach, it would not be kari. Zokt Rashbam Avla Hichad Baton Shliach Vevinu Yerushalayim. If the shliach actually harvests the peiros and he brings them to Yerushalayim and he brings them to the base of Mikdash, or is Kurin Abaylim, then the Baylim would be able to read the Pasha Bikurim and he'd be able to state the pasuk of Hinei Avesi that I have brought these peiros as Shluchah Shaladim Kamoisai. However, Miu Shliach Atzmai La Bakrihu, the shliach himself can't read the Pasha Rabbi, Kitam Sechs Bikurim, as the Mishnah teaches us, Mesechs Bikurim, Shein Yachloimash and Satali Hashem. However, Ein and Taisis, and that P. Bezim and Alf, Dibu Maskal, Ashtay Lakicha Bavoka Echod, that Taisis states, Vein Nirish, Yiku Bailim, I don't agree with Rashbam, and in a case where the Bailim actually were not involved in the actual harvesting of the peiros and bringing the peiros to Yerushalayim, even though the shliach did both, and he actually harvested the produce, the shliach also brought the produce and brought the fruits to Yerushalayim, then in that case, the owner will not be able to read the Pasha Bikurim, and even though the Rashbam seems correct, as the Gemara states, Ashtei L'kicha V'avo Ke'echad, or Be'echad, Maisa Taisis brings that this is the way that's Mashman Yerushalmi, therefore Taisis argues on the Rashbam, and I in the second Tabam Taisis on Daf Pei Avon Be'i, Dil Maskel, the Avalu Karabesi B'Klina, Pirish Loi Osel L'kicha V'avo Ke'echad, Taisis Eas V'im Taimau, Midoku Leima D'Ovi Karabesi B'Klina, Leima D'Ovi Kamasisin, Sheshigur Milgami B'yad Shliach, Ke'etam B'sachs Bikurim, Shliach Mei V'ein Akari. And of course, this question of Taisis is only the Shitasai, that he holds that when a Shliach does the entire Maisa, there would still be a din of Mevein Akari. However, according to Rashbam, this question, of course, is not Shver, as Rashbam holds that if the Shliach actually harvests the produce and he brings the produce to Yerushalayim, that the din would be Mevein Akari. However, Taisis answers, V'yishleima, the Harikam Rameya Mevein Akari, Mashma Shemevi Hu Ba'atzmoy, V'loishi Meshagman Be'at Shliach, as Mashma Rameya, even the Bailims could bring the Bikurim, and if they do so, it would be Mevein Akari, I and we will stop over here.